G Media Radio Stations.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sherry Bell tells me it's snowing in winter. I think we're even going to bring that word up today, but I guess we're going to have to because it kind of looks like the order of the day. Good morning, folks. Sherry Bell and Steve Dietrich in from Action Realty.
Good morning.
Tuesday real estate talk.
It is.
Hey, I got to take a second here and wish a very special birthday to Marianne Conrad over in Breckenridge, who turns 80 today, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Marianne. And man, she's moving around, gives us all hope, doesn't it?
It does.
So Marianne Conrad, happy 80th birthday. Well, Steve, numbers inching all over the place, according to the credit union.
Just a hair up.
Okay.
But still the one of the better rates in town. You just got to call around all the banks and check them out because everybody's right. A little different, and you just never know which one's going to be lowest.
Absolutely. So waiting on those every week, it's always interesting to see what you're going to come in here with.
It is, yeah. And then sometimes if you don't need that information because your buyers are a little scarce, you know, then we don't check them for about a week. And
right.
So then you really get some bad news in a hurry if they're going up all week.
I bet. Sherry, you brought this up, too. It just seems like when the seasons change, the weather gets better, things just start to happen. And we've talked about that before, kind of slow in the winter months. But according to Uncle Mick, next week, we should see spring kind of start to edge its way forward here.
That's perfect. As soon as it does kind of start to warm up and the sun comes out, I think everybody's ready to get out and look at homes.
Right.
Which is great.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. And I'm going to go back to a question I know months and months ago. I think someone sent this in, too, about the price of a home. And how that is actually set. I mean, who determines? I'm sure a lot of it has to do with, when they come out and appraise a home. But how do you arrive at that number? Is that something between the realtor and the seller and buyer? Or is that just the seller and the buyer that says, look, this is what I think the home is worth based on the appraisal?
Well, basically, what we offer is a market analysis that compares the subject property to like properties that have sold. And that gives us a good idea on where that home should list and hopefully sell.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that changes with the market. That especially in the last year and a half or so, I think it's changing quite a bit. So you want to be on top of those numbers because you don't want to short sell your seller or overpriced for the buyer. So
let me ask you this. When you do arrive at those numbers, you do the research, and you go to a prospective buyer or seller, do they just say, no, that's not right at all, and I think it's worth much more than this? Do you ever run into that? I'm sure you have, both of you, in your careers.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's, you kind of say the buyers ultimately determine the price because they are the ones who are going to say yes or no in the end to whether they're going to make the offer or not. But, the rates, we've had it so good for a long time. And,
sure.
And that's why prices went up in town is because the rates went down so low, everybody could afford that. And a lot of times people buy house payments. I hate to say it that way, but
right.
If they can afford it, they buy it. And if they can't, they won't. And right now with the rates up higher, it takes a lot more people away from the market, especially on the higher ranges, So, yeah, buyers have a lot to say about what the pricing is doing in town. And there's no doubt that from a year ago, we are definitely down.
Right.
There's no doubt about that, in my mind anyway, that the prices have come down some. And I'm not so sure that they're done coming down yet.
So as a realtor and you negotiate this, do you run into situations where it's like you're asking way too much for this based on our research and what it's done? You run into that occasionally?
Well, we're going to give that seller our honest opinion. We're going to do our homework. We're going to find this examples to give to that seller. So we present the information to them, and it is basically up to them. But, by overpricing the property, you could be damaging yourself as well. So
sure.
We'll, let the seller know what could be the drawback of listing your home too high.
Good stuff. Good stuff and good information. Let's talk a little bit about people wanting to get into the business. We haven't mentioned this for a while, too. And people out there are thinking, maybe real estate is something I really want to look into. You're always looking for folks like that, too, and all they have to do is call you or stop in, right?
Absolutely. You know, if they're just even kind of remotely curious about what real estate can do for them, you know, give us a call and we can visit. And, you know, if they want a job shadow, that's fine, too.
You've had a couple of those come in here, too, and it's like, wow, you guys even do radio. So added bonus, right?
Exactly.
Every Tuesday you get to come in and do this.
Absolutely.
All right. And again, the real estate market in town or in the Twin Towns, still pretty solid, still looking good?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah, in general, I think it is too. It's, you know, just there still isn't a lot to pick from. There's a few more on the new construction side, but that also puts us up in a little higher price ranges, too.
We got to talk about that next week, the new construction and how things kind of worked out there. Thanks for so much for stopping in. Great to see you, too. And just remember, next week, I've been told spring shows up.
Perfect.
So there you go. Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. We talk real estate every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Wake up and just feel good with this guy.
Well, I'm doing so good because I'm listening to your station.
Springtime in the Southern Valley with Bill Dablo. Mornings from 6 till 10 on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.